You're listening to Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
Well, a very pleasant good Saturday morning to you. Welcome into another edition of Basketball Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you each and every Saturday. This program brought to you by Nohava Construction, Chapman Overhead Door, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, True Health Chiropractic, and Floyd Valley Healthcare. Well, on tap for today's Coach's Corner program, we're first going to have Lamar's Community Girls Basketball Head Coach Sidney Baumgartner. It was a 3-0 week for the Bulldogs. We'll talk with a bunch of wins about all of them, and we'll talk with Coach Baumgartner about that. Coming up after her will be Galen Catholic Head Coach Brandon Schecker. Jay struggled this week, had an overtime thriller yesterday, just could not get over the hump of beating MMCRU. So we'll talk with how they're getting ready for the postseason. Starts right away on Thursday for the Jays. We'll talk about that with Coach Schecker. And then we're going to wrap up the program with Lamar's Community Girls Wrestling Coach Greer Millage. Great girls state tournament for the Bulldogs. They had two make it to the second day as some of the final 12 wrestlers in the state. So we'll talk with Coach Millage about the experience and what the Bulldogs got from it coming up in our Coach's Corner program. Did want to also pass along a best of luck to the Hinton boys wrestling team today as they are in the state duels for the second year in a row. They'll take on Wilton here coming up in a little less than 3 hours. They're going to get things started about 10:45. So best of luck to Coach Crawford and the Blackhawks, who are a very tough out. They're going to be a very tough team to wrestle down in Extreme Arena in Coralville. We'll keep you up to date on that on our Twitter page and on our website as well, on our sports scores and results page. Well, with that being said, let's get done yapping solo. Let's get our coach on the line, Sidney Baumgartner, head coach of Lamar's Community Girls Basketball. We'll talk about 3-0 week for the Bulldog Ladies when we come back here on KLEM.
Put Nohava on the job and on your buildings. Nohava Construction doesn't just offer products to customers, they offer solutions. Their partnership with Duralast Roofing Incorporated allows them to deliver one of the most durable, maintenance-free, and high-performing roof systems in the industry. To top it off, Nohava Construction has been named an elite roofing specialist, which means your warranty is automatically guaranteed with any Nohava installation. Nohava Construction in Lamar's.
Specializing in EPS buildings and homes, new construction, and remodeling, Sitzman Construction has been doing business in the Lamar's area for 15 years. They're your area expert in EPS solid core shops and homes. Jeremy and his crew would love to come out and give you a quote on your post-frame agricultural building, new home construction, or even your home remodeling project. At Sitzman Construction, quality and customer satisfaction are the focus on the job. Call Jeremy today at 546-4263 and start building with the best. Because at Sitzman Construction, they satisfy your construction needs.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
Our Coach's Corner program every Saturday brought to you by Nohava Construction, Chapman Overhead Door, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, as well as Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, True Health Chiropractic, and Floyd Valley Healthcare. We are now joined on the Coach's Corner by the head coach of the 7th-ranked girls basketball team in Class 4A, and then be Lamar's Community Head Coach, Sidney Baumgartner. Bulldogs a winner on Tuesday over North, 69-35. Beat Thomas Jefferson on Thursday night, 59-22. And just got done beating Sioux City West last night by a score of 57-51. Two more games left in the regular season. Bulldogs are sitting pretty good as far as their record. They're 10-2 in the MRAC, 15-3 overall. Coach, this was kind of a busy week. This is going to be kind of one of those weeks to see if you had some more left in the tank. You get past West. That was the toughest game of the schedule. How do you think the girls did with, you know, three games in a week? That's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, those are always, I think, mental toughness weeks for us as a team. And I thought we responded really well. Last week we had a really good week beating Helin and AL. And so sometimes you get nervous as a coach coming into a week with three games. But I thought we did a great job coming out engaged and setting the tone right away in all three of our games. And then it also allowed us to play some younger girls, too. So that was good to see, and it's a good time to have these tests right before postseason.
Yeah, I know the worry can sometimes be after a big week like you had last week that, oh, maybe there's a drop-off or a letdown or something like that. But do you think, I know Helan's been on the girls' radar for years now, and mm-hmm. beating AL on the road, do you think that just kind of fueled and energized the girls a little bit more heading into this week?
Oh, for sure. I think that win against Helan kind of gave us some momentum. And then I thought we played really, really well against AL, yep. down at AL. And sometimes that's hard because you're having a two-hour bus ride down there and never know how you're going to start off. But I thought we did a good job these last 2 weeks of taking steps forward rather than backwards. And this is the right time to move forward just because of postseason time. So I'm really proud of how my girls competed. I thought last night was a really good game for us. Wes is really physical. They challenge us. And we came out and hit shots when we needed to, played really good defense in the fourth quarter that got us that tough win that I'm really grateful that we got a chance to do before postseason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and hopefully that maybe increases the ranking a little bit, because West was in the 5A rankings there for quite a while this year, Coach. And I know in years past, especially going to West for this program, there's something about that gym. There's something about that team. You talk about their physicality. They just give you guys troubles. So, it had to be nice to see you guys kind of get over that hump and I guess take that physicality in stride to, play a good brand of basketball.
Yeah, I mean, I played at West all my high school career. It's a huge gym. Yeah. It's hard to bring your own energy there. And Betsy, their head coach, does a really good job of having girls play super, super hard, really physical, make other teams feel pressure and very bothered. But I thought our girls, I didn't think we played amazing. I thought, Wes was playing pretty good, and it was a close game all throughout. But, I was talking with my coaches after the game. Those are games that we want to play, especially coming down to postseason time here soon. That's what's going to make us better. That's what's going to get us to our end goal, because we're playing games like that. So I was very proud of my girls, their leadership in that fourth quarter, especially getting stops, getting scores when we needed it.
Yeah, it's a very big win. And like you say, you're in that ball game and it's tight down to the finish. But, hey, you had a couple of games in which you were able to not coast, but get up and work the bench in there, get some girls in late in the year that maybe don't see the floor. And we've talked about it before, because you've been in so many close games earlier on in the year, Coach, it's not always presented itself to be able to let you open your bench up and put them in the game. But boy, this late in the year to get your bench out of there a lot of times, that's pretty impressive, and it's only going to make them better as the years go along.
Yeah, for sure. I think, most of the time you always see our girls that play just varsity all the time on, all the stats and stuff like that. But those girls that are on my bench and even just on JV have to go against those girls every single night. And so they're a good group of girls too. They do really well on the JV side of it as well. Last night they played really, really good against West for us, but I thought this whole entire week they made growth as a team, and that's exactly what we need right now too, especially when they're going against our starting five every night in practice. But I thought they did a good job executing, keeping the game clean. I'm playing good defense, and they'll get their time to shine here shortly.
Sydney Baumgartner with us, head coach of Lamar's Community Girls Basketball. I'm just kind of scrolling through some of the box scores here from this week, and I know we talk a lot about your team's offensive execution and how you guys can shoot the ball and get red hot really quickly. I'm looking at some of the defensive numbers, Coach, and I want to know what got into Zoe Whitcup and Jalen Marino on the defensive side. Six steals for Jalen against North on Tuesday, and she has four steals against TJ, and Zoe has six steals against TJ. Boy, what was clicking for you defensively this week?
Yeah, those two always kind of set the tone for us defensively. I mean, they're our quickest guards who usually are guarding the other team's point guard or next best guard. And they do a really good job of anticipating. Jalen's freakishly fast, just like Zoe. And Jalen's really good at getting out in the passing lane. And she does a nice job of getting those 50-50 balls for us. And that usually leads us to a layup. And then Zoe usually just bothers point guards all the time. And she typically gets some steals that give us opportunities on the offensive side as well. So those two really set the tone. And then whoever else is in with Meta, Lexi, Sarah Grace, any of those girls are really good at putting pressure on the other girls as well. So it makes it just difficult offensively for the other team. But, yeah, those two do a really nice job for us defensively, getting us started. And then, yeah, sometimes it leads to those steals, which is exactly what we want, to get some offensive layups.
Yeah, you definitely do in transition. And, you know, the cool part about, you know, Zoe and Jalen, too, is their defensive success. But, you know, as scorers, Coach, it's sometimes tough to want to give up the basketball, to somebody else when you feel like you're in a rhythm. But boy, Jalen had a great week, 5 assists in each game, North and TJ. Zoe, obviously, we know she's going to distribute the ball, 6 and 4 assists for her earlier this week. What makes you guys such an unselfish team, just willing to, distribute it to anywhere it needs to go?
Yeah, I think our girls do a really nice job of finding who's hot every single night. I think Jalen played really well against North, and they were giving her the ball. Sarah played really, really well last night against West, and we made sure that she had the ball. That's kind of the cool thing about our team, is that I never know who's going to score, who's going to be our leading scorer, because typically it's someone new every single night for us. I thought Meta played really, really well against TJ. She started hot right away. We finally are getting over that injury now, where she looks a little bouncier, looks more like herself. And so that was good to see from her against TJ, and we made sure that she had the ball then. So I think we all do a really good job of making that one more pass. And sometimes I wish we would stop doing that at some points, because we give up some really open looks, but that's just how they are, and I love it. That's exactly the team that they are and the girls that they are. They play for each other, and it's fun to watch every night.
Yeah, selfishness to a fault sometimes. I've seen that in some teams, and yeah, it is great to know they've got that characteristic about them, but sometimes they need to be a little selfish. Just take the shot when it's presented. One of those players that just always looks to shoot and has the confidence to, Sarah, obviously, a couple of threes on Tuesday night, but then she sets a record on Thursday night, breaking the career three-point record of your former teammate, Madison Dreckman, 200 and count 200-plus now, three-point field goals. Mm-hmm. In the career of Sarah Brown. How awesome of an accomplishment is that for her to reward her for almost 4 years of tough varsity basketball?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, she's a good shooter. Last night she hit 4 for us. So she can get hot really quick. It's really cool to see some of those girls break those records, even though it was one of my former teammates. But it's a cool thing. All the girls were really excited for her. I think she's glad that record's taken care of, and we can just focus on our next game, because that's a lot of pressure after a while. But the girls did a good job getting her the ball. And it's just a cool thing, especially with her playing for 4 years. That's a lot of threes. That's 600 points off this three-pointer.
Oh,
so, she has put in a lot of work to get that record. But, yeah, her teammates definitely helped her set her up for that record as well.
Absolutely. And hopefully she can get into the 1,000-point club here soon as well, and hopefully put both of those away so she can just play the rest of the way in the regular season. Just two games for you here before tournament time starts. TJ Tuesday, West the following Monday. So how are you going to utilize this time with two games and, you know, some practice time to get yourself as ready as you can be for, you know, a couple of regional tournament games?
Yeah, I mean, playing TJ again, we got to go down there. We got to make sure we take care of business. And the big thing with them is, you know, they play a zone defense. And so it's a really good opportunity for us to execute offensively against the zone, because I would not be surprised if we saw it again this year. And so we got to make sure we do that. And then pairings come out that next day. So that will be big for us. We'll be able to see who some teams will be possibly seeing postseason time. So hopefully that those next 2 weeks we can get prepared for postseason time, but also we have that West game that I think will also be another good game for us before we play or start postseason, just to get us ready mentally and physically as well. So yeah, it'll be a good and long 2 weeks for us, but it's a really good time to get really focused, engaged, and just clean up a couple more things that we need to clean up as a team and just get ready to play postseason play.
Yeah, it's a good time for it. It's hopefully going to lead to a lot of success in the tournament trail. And, gosh, we're looking forward to it. Can't wait for that bracket to come out here on Wednesday and see who you guys are finally going to play. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, me too.
You got to be chomping at the bit, right?
Yeah. Can't wait for Wednesday to get here.
Yeah, we got to see that trail. And hopefully, of course, it also is a bunch of home games for you in the regional tournament. That would be awesome as well. So, Coach, thanks for your time as always. Congrats on a great week, and we'll chat soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. That's Sydney Baumgartner, head coach of Lamar's Community Girls Basketball. We'll come back. Galen Catholic Girls Basketball head coach Brandon Checker joins us right here on KLEM.
Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Michael K. Rulin about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Michael K. Rulin, financial advisor, certified financial planner practitioner, Ross Rulin, associate financial advisor, or Sam Van Wettering, associate financial advisor at 546-9525. Office is located at 129 Central Avenue, Southwest Lamar's, Iowa. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Get your gear for next week's games at Get Branded 360 Downtown Lamar's. Hi, this is Lori. We have a great selection of Bulldog and Jay's gear that will fit everyone, baby through adult 3X sizes. We have things like onesies, short sleeve and long sleeve t-shirts, sweatshirts, shorts, stocking caps, baseball caps. Stop in and check out our new styles and grab a stadium chair and a water bottle branded with your favorite team. Watch the games in comfort and style. Get Branded 360, Downtown Lamar's.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back to the KLEM Coach's Corner here on KLEM Radio. Our program every Saturday brought to you by Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Floyd Valley Healthcare, True Health Chiropractic, Chapman Overhead Doors, and Nohava Construction. Daniel Versteg with you. Pleased to be joined by the head coach of Galen Catholic Girls Basketball. It's Coach Brandon Checker. Jays, a couple of games this past week, one on Monday, one last night against MMCRU. The Jays, first of all, lost to the Hinton Blackhawks on the road, 75-35. And, Coach, it's every night in the Wargo Conference this year is tough. You got three ranked teams in this league. You know, what was special about Hinton, what you saw on Monday?
They came out swinging. they're playing good ball this season. You know, Coach Leary's got them going well. They're long, they're athletic, and long and athletic has bothered us in the past, and it bothered us again. It probably doesn't hurt that they probably remembered last time we played them at home. You know, we were only down two at halftime. The girls had played a really good first half. And I'm sure Coach Leary was, hey, let's not let them stick around. You know, we talk about that a lot with teams. Mm-hmm. You know, you get that lead, you don't want to let teams hang around, because if you hang around, they get a little confidence, they get a shot to fall, a steal to go in their way, and all of a sudden they're back in the game. And Hinton came out and pressed us hard, and the length got us. We turned the ball over a lot. They got a ton of steals, ton of layups. And that's kind of how the game started. And, you know, once you get down by 15, 20 points in the first quarter, it's a tough road ahead of you after that. And, you know, that's where we got. You know, the girls still battled. You know, I thought that we came out and we had a decent second quarter. Got a little stifled in the third quarter again, and then finished up okay in the fourth quarter. So the girls kept battling. You know, we didn't quit. You know, we just couldn't get some shots to fall. And again, I think their length really, really kind of bothered us to start the game and then caught us in and out of the game as well.
Right. And you know, you talk about the second and player basketball in that quarter. But I was even encouraged, Coach, too, when you got down 10-0. It was in the first minute or so. And you called a timeout right away. And you came out of the timeout and kind of punched them in the mouth with five quick points there to you know, at least keep it a ball game. And you know, that had to give the ladies some confidence going into, you know, just a tough matchup to show, hey, they, you know, we can play with these guys at times.
It is, and it was for them, too. You know, I think they looked at that, and it's like, hey, we started off pretty rough, but you bounce back. And you know, I worked with a coach on the youth side for quite a few years, Coach Kellen on the boys side. You know, he's always said games are based on runs. You have good runs, you have bad runs, and it just kind of depends on how you adjust and make some things happen when you're not having those runs go for you. This was a situation. They got off to a great run, 10-0 run, 10-0 start on us, and you know, it was great for the girls to come and get a couple shots to knock down close again. So now you're down to under double digits. You're down, you know, we're down 5 to 7 points, I think, at that moment. Right. It's just, again, their press just was relentless on us. And we just couldn't overcome that.
Yeah, and you know, that's the other thing, too, is you guys had been, I mean, early on in the year, a press definitely devastated you. I mean, the first couple games, you hit the press, and it wasn't working out for you. But as the season's gone along, Coach, it seems like you guys had improved a lot in breaking a press, and I guess that was maybe a frustrating aspect of that game, too, to see, you know, maybe you guys take a step back in breaking presses.
You're right. You know, that's actually been a bright point in our season, is how we've handled the press. And we're running the press break. We're a lot more calm on the press. And again, most coaches will tell you the press isn't to try to get you to try to get a steal or anything along that line. The press is there to get a team to speed up. Mm-hmm. And when you speed up, bad things normally happen.
Right.
and that's what happened early in the season. And then we finally got calmed down and we've relaxed a little bit and we've broken a lot of presses lately. And so, it was a little disheartening that we allowed again, but allowed Hinton to hurt us so much on the press. But again, I go back to the length. I mean, they just got a ton of length and a ton of athleticism. And we did a lot of mental mistakes. You know, it was kind of some weak passes. It wasn't coming to the ball. You know, and you can't do that against a long athletic team. They're going to take advantage of that all day long. And in a press like that, when they're super aggressive, super quick, and they get out with numbers, it's hard to stop the fast break aspect on the backside of that as well.
Galen Catholic, head coach of girls basketball, Brandon Checker with us on the Coach's Corner. And to borrow Coach Kellen's use of basketball being a game of runs and things like that, I think when you guys were succeeding and having the runs go your way there, a lot of it against Hinton was you guys were getting some backdoor looks, you guys were cutting, and like you said, instead of going away from the basketball on passes, you were coming towards it. When you guys got set up in the half court and put your mind to it, you could really run some pretty effective things offensively.
Yeah, the girls do some nice things, and we've talked about that. I think you and I actually talked about that after the game that night. I talked about that a lot in practice lately is we need to find a repeat button. you know, it seems like we do something, we'll cut back door, and it doesn't quite work out for us. And so we don't go back to cutting back door. Either that same girl or any girl, we won't cut back door for another 5, 6, 7 possessions.
Right.
And it just because we didn't get a basket off it doesn't mean that the backdoor cut didn't work. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it was just mistiming of whatever the case may be. There's a lot of scenarios that can cause that to not necessarily work out, but it was there. And you made the defense move, and you made the defense have to think about it. So now if you don't go back to it for a while, now you're out of rhythm again. And so whatever the miss was the first time, timing everything along that lines, it's going to potentially have the opportunity to be off again.
Right.
And if it worked once, let's try it again. Let's put that on repeat. And that's something that we just haven't done enough of, is when we do a good thing, it seems like we forget about that good thing and we forget to repeat it. And we might, again, 5, 6, 7 possessions later, do that thing that we did 5, 6 possessions ago that did work. So it's just that repeat button. We got to find those good things that we do and just put those on repeat.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people might disagree with that too. Like, well, no, you got to keep switching it up, coach. Yeah, but when you got something that works, you want to keep going after it.
Right.
And if it doesn't, if it stops working, especially in a season like we're having, if it stops working, we'll make adjustments. We can see that. We can adjust to something else after that. But right now, we're just not going to the well enough. You know, we're not hitting that repeat button. We're not continuing to do the consistent things that we do well on a regular basis. And that's hurt us a little bit. And you can see, like you just pointed out, we do have some nice backdoor cuts. Mm-hmm. We have some nice passes. Larissa Pullen, when she dribble drives and keeps her dribble drive
yes.
into the lane, that girl sees the court better than almost anybody I've ever coached. The problem is she just doesn't do it enough.
Yeah.
And so when it's not consistently done on her part and the other girl's part, so there's times that she does it and we don't get a cutter.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's times we have the cutter and she's not doing it. It's just, it's not on that repeat. We just don't do it consistently enough over and over and over again for us to get the benefit out of it.
Yeah. And that definitely hurts you in a number of ways, offensively, defensively, against Hinton. Tough loss there. But again, the Blackhawks are a top 10 team in the state. So, you know, it's every team has a tough battle with them. And then you move on to last night, and boy, what a game it was. One point loss in overtime, coach. You got up there, and I think you probably saw a little more of what we were just talking about. You guys were repeating and consistently doing some of the things offensively and defensively that were working.
Yeah, and actually, super. I'm just so impressed with the girls' energy last night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's been one thing that's kind of hounded us lately. And I know it's hard to keep up energy when you're losing games and stuff along that lines. But last night, the girls brought a lot of energy. And it really started on the defensive end. I thought defensively, we really got after it. It's easy to put up points. It's easy to go on a run when your press is working, when your defense is working. And that's been a big focus on us this last couple days, is the intensity and energy on defense.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought it to start the game. I mean, I think we got out to a 9-0, 10-0, 10-1 game
right.
to start the game last night. And it was all due to the press and aggressive defense. And it worked really well until we kind of took a step back and wasn't as aggressive again. But to start the game, I thought the defense was on fire. They were coming after it. It looked really good, and that aggressiveness really stemmed our offense to get a good start for us.
Yeah, because you were getting, not necessarily open court steals, but you were getting loose balls that you could then turn and run with. And then I just love, like you talk about, the hustle, the aggressiveness that your girls can play with when it comes to I see a lane on the court, and I am determined I'm going to attack it and attack it with a vengeance. And you did that a lot last night.
Yeah, I thought the girls took advantage of that. I think we could have did a little bit more of that the first half.
Sure.
The offense seemed to be working. And, you know, we were getting some open looks, but I think we missed some other opportunities to be aggressive to the hoop, get them in foul trouble, get the layup.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we could have done a little bit more of that early on. But again, I can't complain. The girls put up, 50 points.
Right.
It's been a while since we've been in that 50-point range. So offensively, I thought things looked fairly well. We just had some mishaps on defense on a couple times in the first half that I thought we got, again, backed off again on the first half. other than that, I thought we played a good first half. That MMC or U made a comeback, but then we were able to go into halftime up six. Felt pretty good about being up six at that moment, especially with the way, you know, the first half had kind of gone in the middle. We had just had that lull. Again, we go back to that game of runs, and we had the great run to start, and then we had a lull, and we just kind of hit a brick wall. So it took a little bit to get going into the second quarter, but once we got going again, things went pretty smoothly in that second quarter to give us that 6-point lead at half.
Yeah, and then you turned it into a 12-point lead in the third quarter. And kind of what you talked about earlier, MMCRU gets back into it. They tied the game. They take a 6-point lead, actually, into the fourth quarter. As you were kind of watching that all unfold, Coach, what was kind of going through, you know, your mind as you're trying to think of, okay, what are some ways we can try and, you know, stem the bleeding? Because the other part of it was there was just kind of one girl that was doing it all for you, the Tenninger girl for MMCRU.
Yeah, she went off second half. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she just plays with so much speed and energy.
Yeah.
And you know, nothing to take away from her because she played really well, but we gave her the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And we gave her the ball in the worst place possible, on the top of the key. Yeah. There was like three possessions in a row, and two of the three possessions, actually all three possessions, but two of the three were the exact same pass, top of the key, from the wing to the wing. And, yeah, she was able just to come in. That's an easy steal for her and an easy layup for 2 points. And, you know, things were going so well, and like you said, we were up 12, and then all of a sudden it was just they would hit a three. We turned it over two or three times and some really missed opportunities on our end just to, again, at that moment to stay calm. Stay collective, not have to rush things, and it seems like we got into a little bit of a rush.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, my mindset was, let's not put our heads down. Let's stay in this. 6 points is 6 points. I mean, that's two possessions. You can come back from this, and there's still plenty of time. And the great news is I didn't have to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
This hasn't happened enough this season. We had it early on. And again, in a season where we're struggling, stuff along that lines, it's hard to keep that energy up. But tonight, the bench was excited.
Yeah.
We had I got to give props to Nevaeh. She brought the energy. She brought the senior leadership tonight. She kept the girls fired up and focused. Even before I could step in and say something, she was like, ladies, it's 6 points. Keep your head up. Let's go. That was fun to be a part of a coach tonight, to see the bench having some energy. Yeah. There was girls on the floor that normally would just kind of walk over with their head down, and that wasn't happening tonight. Mm-hmm. If the head was down, it wasn't down very long, and one of the girls was either say, hey, don't worry about it, or knock it off, get your head up, let's go. And that type of energy, you know, I hate losing. Mm-hmm. Tonight's loss stung a little bit because I knew we just kind of let it go through our fingers with too many mistakes at the wrong time. But just to be in a game where the energy and the excitement from our bench and our leaders and our team as a whole, and again, you've seen us, Daniel, mm-hmm. in a point where we're up by 12 and then all of a sudden we're down by 6.
Yeah.
A lot of times our heads would have been down and the game would have been done.
Mm-hmm.
And we, as a team, especially the girls, did not allow that to happen tonight. Was able to come back. We took the lead. It was back and forth there, as you know, towards the end of the game. And
yep.
And to have that opportunity to win it and send it to overtime, you know, it was just good to finally be in that game and have the girls push themselves to another level to stay in that game.
And it was, as we're talking with Brandon Shecker again, just a couple more things I wanted to, because when the stats get posted to the website, whenever, you know, or posted online, whatever it is, 28 points for Isaiah Sitzman. That's all anybody's going to be looking at. But how big was Nevaeh's outside shooting and the Haley Lubin three that put you up two in overtime? Sammy Zubrod stepped out and hit a three. I mean, Isaiah's going to get the headlines for 28 points, but there were a lot of role players that had an impact for you.
I'm glad you brought up Sammy's three because I'm sitting there going, Sammy, I don't know. And she was confident with her shot, and that's what was so good. Just knocking down the shot. Lubin coming in, hadn't played a ton that tonight, or, you know, last night. And to be able to come off the bench in that situation when we're down and just without hesitation nail the three. But again, on both occasions, you didn't see hesitation. You saw some confidence. I had to give Nevaeh a hard time after the game. I'm not sure how her threes went in because they were almost like rifle shots, like barely got over the front of the rim. But again, confident, was in the flow of shooting and wasn't hesitant. So yeah, to have those girls step up and hit those threes. And again, we struggled from the 3-point line all season. So yeah. to be able to see those threes go down, if we can continue to do that, you know, it opens up the inside game a little bit more, and then the outside game, it just all works together. And so tonight we saw a little more of that repeat button be able to hit. The confidence was there. But again, I go back to just the effort and energy. If you bring effort, good things will happen. If good things happen, the energy is there. If the energy continues to build, more good things happen for your team. And that's what tonight was. It was all about the energy and effort that the girls brought. Again, too many turnovers, too many mistakes at inopportune times to come out with a W, but to be able to see the girls have some fun, play really good basketball was fun to watch.
It was fun to watch, and like you said, the scoreboard. You know, at that point, you would have loved for it to be a win. Yes, you want that, but in the end, because now you're heading to final regular season game Tuesday, postseason starts Thursday. You want to be playing your best basketball. Yes, you'd like the wins, but at this point, your bracket's set for you. So, you know, you want the energy, you want the aggressiveness again as you play, like you've talked about in years past too, playing your best basketball at this point in the season.
Yeah, you know, we got one more regular season game Tuesday night. And if we bring the energy and effort like we did tonight, Tuesday night will be fun. It'll take care of itself. But then it's a clean slate.
Yep.
I mean, then everything that happened this season is all about experience and bringing you to the moment where postseason action happens. And it can be one and done. It could be one and keep moving on. Mm-hmm. You know, it's fun that way, where every team has the opportunity to make a splash. You know, there's some winnable games, I feel, on our side. You know, if the girls bring the energy and we get a few things to bounce our way, who knows? Mm-hmm. You know, we might win one game. We might win multiple games, but we have that opportunity. And so I just hope the girls continue to look at that like, hey, this season isn't done. Let's go play some basketball. We get on a roll. We make some things happen, and you know, see where the basketball falls.
Absolutely, take every advantage, and I know you guys will. Looking forward to, we're gonna have both of your games this week, Tuesday night and Thursday night. So looking forward to chatting with you again. Hopefully, the scoreboard corrects itself for you guys this week, and we're looking forward to it. Coach, thanks for your time as always. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Daniel. Appreciate it as always.
Absolutely, it's our pleasure. Brandon Checker, head coach of Galen Catholic Girls Basketball, back with more of the Coach's Corner after this, right here on KLEM.
When you want to show appreciation for someone's generosity, kindness, or achievement, Dryco Products Incorporated can assist you with a wide selection of high-quality recognition products. Go to www.drycoproducts.com to see examples of the complete line of displays, building directories, employee tenure, wall of fame, memorials, sales performance, education, medical, faith, military, and much more. Dryco Products is your source for personalized gifts, such as Bible covers, wine glasses, picture frames. Almost anything is possible to personalize. Contact Dryco Products for more ideas. Dryco Products online, www.drycoproducts.com.
Our well-child exams cover athletic physicals, but they are so much more. In addition to physical needs of a child, we also focus on their emotional and social health. Let's face it, being a kid can be hard. At Floyd Valley Clinics, our providers work with families as a team to keep pediatric patients healthy and safe. Learn more about Floyd Valley Clinics at floydvalley.org. Your community, your health, your life. Floyd Valley Healthcare.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back to the KLEM Coach's Corner. It's right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you, joined by the head coach of the Lamar's Community Girls Wrestling Teams, Coach Greer Millage. The Bulldogs sent five to Coralville and Extreme Arena this weekend and came away with some stronger results than last year, getting a couple of girls into the second day of the tournament and consolation bouts, things like that. Coach, first of all, now that this isn't as foreign to you and the team as it was last year, how did you, you know, maybe change up the routine a little bit, the travel, things like that? Did you, I guess, learn anything from last year that could make this year a little bit more manageable?
It was nice this year. We left a little bit early. We left at 1, made our way across the state. We got there around 5:30, 6 o'clock, and it was nice to get on the mat there. So we got to actually warm up a little bit there, get a workout in while we were there. Compared to last year, we worked out on the way. That kind of threw us off a little bit. Still a little bit different in terms of the normal routine of what we have, you know, practicing at 4 o'clock. But, you know, we made do with what we could and gave ourselves, you know, some time and, you know, just being able to get up and see what it was like for the girls who weren't there. So they weren't in complete shock when they walked in there, on Thursday morning. So that's pretty much our routine for that day.
Yeah. And, I'd say it worked for a good chunk of your, wrestlers. You got, 3 were able to win their, first bout of the day and, you had a couple of wrestlers stay alive long enough through the evening session. Overall, when you're wrestling, you know, this often and this frequently, it's a physical strain. Just how do you think the girls did as far as, you know, managing their time and you know, getting themselves ready to go from match to match?
You know, I thought they did really well with that. All year we've wrestled in some very big tournaments. We don't go to very many small tournaments around the area. And so they're kind of used to that, used to wrestling 5 matches a day with a lot of downtime in between. And the girls, they know what they need to do. We do have some pre-match routines that you need to go through, and the girls do their thing to get themselves ready. And I think they did a really good job of that. Now, to the level of this competition, that's where it can get really grueling mentally and physically. We continue to battle. We continue to put ourselves in position, and that's all we can really ask to do. And following those routines can help you. But it turns into a long day, and it turns into a long weekend of wrestling when you're wrestling that many matches against that high quality competition.
Yeah, it's just... all right, you beat 1, and then you get another tougher battle right after it. I'm looking at, you know, some of the results from Thursday, and just taking a look at all 5 of your wrestlers, and you know, and some of them, I mean, there were a few quick pins and you know, quick wins by some of your wrestlers, but by and large, Coach, there were a lot more decisions and, you know, third period pins and full matches that your girls had to wrestle this year than, say, you know, maybe earlier on in the season or at last year's state tournament.
Yeah, competition is definitely a lot higher now. That 1 year can definitely do that. You know, what I'm really impressed by our girls is we always, I mean, you think about the first round, we had 3 wins, but all 5 of the girls could have won that first match, first round match. You know, we put ourselves in position, but yeah, then you win that match. That second match is going to be just as tough, if not tougher. You lose that first match, and you're going to have just as tough of a match again. You know, there's a reason. You know, you're talking about the 32 best girls in the state making it there. You're not going to have an easy match when you're down there. And so, you know, giving yourself a chance, staying in good position, that's the things that we did. Sometimes it worked to our advantage, and other times it didn't go the way we wanted.
Greer Millage with us, head coach of Lamar's Community Girls Wrestling. Yeah, it's important you bring up the 3 wins you had in the first round, but the 2 that you didn't win. I mean, Kira Hesinius, I believe it was only about a 1 or 2 point match there in the third period, and then she gets taken down late, and that kind of, inflates the score a little bit. And Karen goes, almost three full periods against her opponent, just really, really long, drawn-out battles that, just kind of one thing doesn't go their way, and they end up losing it.
Yeah, Kira battled the whole time against a girl that we hadn't seen before from the other side of the state. It just shows that what we need to do to get moving forward now into next year, what we need to work on in terms of that. Karen has wrestled that Central Lion girl three times, and all three times have been extremely close matches. Going to that third period, she was actually winning 2-1 and just couldn't get away on bottom. And so it's been, it's an eye-opening experience too, which is good. Mm-hmm. And I hope that we can get a lot of commitment this offseason from seeing the results that we had this weekend.
I think so too. I think that's definitely a possibility, especially considering, some of your win, Brooklyn's win in the first round was expected as a better seed. Britt's win was expected as a better seed. But boy, Desiree goes in as the 19 seed. She's going up against a girl she's wrestled before and not been able to beat. And then, boy, she gets her on her back to start the second period, Coach, and puts her away shortly thereafter. I mean, that was just a huge, like you talk about there, it's a momentum-shifting win that could hopefully lead to some more success down the road for the program.
Exactly. Dez, she came out and, she kind of had that in the back of her head that she had wrestled this girl before. It was going to be a tough one when that came out. I talked to her all week this week, and she really grasped onto it. She made one big run in that tournament. Mm-hmm. He'd be in the final 12. That's a very impressive thing, and she did it by doing exactly what we talked about. Staying in good position and giving yourself a chance. That's all that we ask that you do. If you can stay in good position, you can give yourself a chance to win. And she went out and did that, beating Werner from Ridgeview and then getting a couple other wins that she didn't, when you go out on the mat, didn't really know if she was going to be able to in her belief. And then she did what we asked, and she gave her every bit of a chance to get on that podium at the end of the day.
Yeah, and boy, especially on Thursday, the two consolation matchups she had, she didn't even wrestle a full period of wrestling there, Coach. I mean, just how impressive was it? Because when you go into the consolation bracket, and granted, I've never wrestled before, but I would have to imagine it comes, it's, oh man, I got to wrestle consolation. I didn't, get the job done. You can get pretty down on yourself, but to stay positive and then to come out and wrestle like she did, 41 seconds, a minute and a quarter, is got to be really impressive to, see that she took it, very seriously at the end of the day.
Oh yeah, she did. You talk about that, but then you also have the added pressure that if you lose, you're done.
Right.
That's a big tough thing to grasp mentally. But she did it, and she gave herself every chance that she could. And when she, I told her, if you have the opportunity, when you see it, you take it. And she certainly did. She did the best that she could.
We're talking with Greer Millage, head coach of Lamar's Community Girls Wrestling. Another one of those wrestlers that was able to make it to the second day was Kira. And we talked about the loss she had right away in the first round, but boy, it seemed like she was on a mission there on Thursday to keep her season alive. As you talk about it, you don't want to be done. And she especially, we talked about this just a little bit, but she really had to wrestle some long bouts. She was in some tight, low scoring, kind of grinded out matches. How do you think she adapted to that? Because I know a lot of the time she is a quick pinner. I'm going to get things done, and this definitely was not something she's overtly used to on a regular basis.
Yeah, winning those types of matches comes down to the mental side of things, that you are going to be able to be mentally tough and battle through it. She battled, she gave herself those chances mentally. She was maybe down on it because she did lose that first round match, but she got over that quickly and realized that she had a goal. Her goal was to get up on that podium, ultimately fell short of that goal. But you know, she gave herself a chance and she continued to battle. You know, you're talking about, again, the top 32 girls in the state. You're getting it knocked down every single round. There's less and less girls. And so it's coming down to even tougher competition. And that's stuff that mentally it can be grueling. And you could tell, I mean, you could tell at the end of the day today that just how grueling of a day it is, or grueling of a 2 days, unfortunately, it is. But, you know, I'm proud of her battling through that adversity after losing that first round match as the higher seeded wrestler, and be able to come back and continue to at least give herself a chance to get on that podium.
Yeah, it was very impressive. And everybody, even the, you know, even Karen Pena, who lost two matches, didn't win one. But coach, I just, you know, I love if you're going to get pinned, you know, make it a match at least. And she did that 5 minutes in each match. She really, really made it tough for opponents. And boy, what does that say about her resiliency and her toughness to grind it out when needed?
She did. Both of those matches were big, and they were close. Both were close matches when she did get pinned. That kind of just shows, I guess, like you said, the resilience of her all year. This year, she kind of really struggled at the beginning of the year. Was seeing some different competition, the level of competition gone up, and then she began to pick it up a little bit more in the practice room. And then at the end of the year, you started to see that physicality and the aggressiveness that she wrestles with. You know, I think, again, it was kind of an eye-opening experience. She talked about how strong the girls were that she wrestled, and that was something that we then talked about. Okay, what do we have to do? How do we get to that level? And we, you know, getting into that weight room and things like that is things that she's going to need to do to be able to get the win at the state tournament. Because unfortunately for her, the last 2 years we've been able to qualify, we just haven't gotten a win. But you could tell it wore on her not to get a win there today or yesterday. But, you know, unfortunately that has to happen to somebody, and for her it was her. Yep. So hopefully we can continue as a sophomore. You know, we've got two more years. You know, hopefully next year we can get up on that podium.
I hope so, too. And you got a couple of younger wrestlers that we haven't really talked about a whole lot, but Britt Hesenius and Brooklyn DeRoche are kind of falling at you know, younger category as well. And they both got wins in the first round. Couldn't ultimately keep it going past the consolation bracket. But for the youth those two have, the youth your whole program has, it is really impressive the showing they're able to have. Again, we talk about it. These are the best 32 girls in the state. And I'd say they brought a really strong game to Coralville.
Yeah, they did. For two freshmen going in there, there were quite a few freshmen in that 100 weight class with Brooklyn, but I don't know if she lost to a freshman when she was there. I think the girl from Cedar Falls is a junior, and I believe the Boone one was a little bit older as well.
Sure.
And so, you know, the matches I see, she gives herself a chance. You know, unfortunately, we weren't able to get on top in a couple of those matches and, you know, let her work. She did get on top against the Boone girl, and We had her turn, but we didn't get the two count. You know, she's a hammer on top, and she wants to fight. And you can tell how much it means to her and what she wants to be. And we talk about, you know, the level of competition that's here again with her and what she wants to do. And she's talking about going to camps, and she's doing these different things that she's already signed up for, and getting in the weight room and doing these things to take that step to the next level. And so be more proud of her. And then Britt is battling back, a bad back right now. And so, you know, unfortunately for her, she wasn't 100%. She probably wasn't even 50%. And she gave herself every chance to win, you know, all those matches. So I'm super proud of how she wrestled. And between the two of those, That's a big group to build on moving forward. Between the four, you know, only losing Desiree, we've got four returning state qualifiers. You know, hopefully they can be a big core to our group over the next 2 years, 3-4 years now with those younger girls.
Yeah, I think they can be, because, like you said, the future's bright. Yeah, there's a lot of those girls. I wouldn't want to wrestle them as a freshman right now, and I certainly wouldn't want to wrestle them in 3 years. So, again, a great season for you guys. Second year of girls wrestling. I'd say another successful year for you guys. But like you talk about, you're always striving to get better. You want to get on the podium, hopefully, again next year. From those younger girls, I guess, last thing for you, what are some of the things you have to see from them off-season wise, preparation for next winter to hopefully, reach that goal?
Well, and this is for everybody on our team, we have to be committed to doing some stuff in the off-season. Being in the weight room on a consistent basis, coming to open mat, getting to a camp or two. We're trying to set up a couple of different options for these girls to go to some different camps. Brooklyn's going to go to the Iowa camp. These are things that we have to do, but, you know, we can offer them. It's up to the girls now to decide if they're going to do it and how committed they are going to be. Because you see it when you go to that state competition this year. I don't know how much you followed it now, but I think we watched 4 or 5 state champions get beat.
Right. Yeah.
In the last couple of rounds, either the quarterfinals or the semifinals. Well, there's a reason why nobody's safe. And why can't that be one of our girls knocking off the state champion?
Sure.
Making their way to the finals. Well, if we want it, we got to be able to go, and we got to be able to work hard and do stuff in the off season and not just show up in the first week of November and expect to get to the state tournament. And so we just had to put in a lot of work this off season. And for me as a coach, I need to do a lot more in terms of getting them prepared for that. So hopefully, you know, between myself getting out there, learning a little bit more, offering more to them, and then these girls taking advantage of it.
Absolutely. I hope that happens because, yeah, it would be awesome to maybe have a Lamar's girl next to an upset of Molly Sack or whoever the other top seeds that hopefully get beat here in the coming matches. Should be another great year coming up next year. It was a great year this year. Looking forward to once you guys can get back on the mat again. Coach, always appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us to recap the tournament, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, thank you.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. Greer Millage, head coach of Lamar's Community Girl Wrestling, right here on the Coach's Corner on KLEM.
The pursuit of true health. That's the goal of Dr. Jared Langle of True Health Chiropractic Lamar's, serving the community with a holistic approach to chiropractic, guiding patients to mindful movement and proper nutrition, accepting your insurance. True Health Chiropractic, located just off Business Highway 75 South Lamar's, across from Four Brothers. Discover wellness. Discover True Health Chiropractic.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamar's and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today, 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And we're back on the Coach's Corner. It's brought to you every Saturday by Nohava Construction, Chapman Overhead Door, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, as well as Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, True Health Chiropractic, and Floyd Valley Healthcare. Now that we got those quick technical issues out of the way, thanks for joining us, and we do want to thank our coaches for joining us on the Coach's Corner program as well. Our coaches, Galen Catholic head coach Brandon Schecker, Lamar's Community head coach Sydney Baumgartner, and Lamar's Community girls wrestling coach Greer Millage. We always appreciate their time and giving you the insight on their team here on the Coach's Corner program on Saturday mornings. We will have a couple of basketball games, a few nights of basketball for you. On Tuesday, Galen Catholics at West Sioux for a girls and boys basketball doubleheader. Then Thursday, the Galen girls head to Harris Lake Park for the postseason tournament. We'll have that for you on KLEM. That'll be a 7 o'clock tip-off. And then on Friday night, the Galen boys host South O'Brien in a single game. And we've got that for you right here on KLEM
as well. That's coming up here this week in the sport of basketball. We will talk with you again on Tuesday for live coverage of high school basketball on KLEM. Until then, Daniel Versteg, thanks for tuning into this edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Lamars. Have a great weekend.